the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Fake news or clickbait? Last week on the Missouri State Journal, we dove into this topic and discussed the origins, as well as why we, as consumers, aren't verifying our sources better. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today, I have Dr. Holly Holliday, Assistant Professor of Media, Journalism, and Film at Missouri State University, as my guest to talk a little bit more deeply about why fake news persists and what it is and what it is not. This is the second in a two-part series. She starts with an image that went viral.
The one that most immediately comes to mind is an image that was shared during Hurricane Harvey, but it was someone driving down the interstate, a flooded interstate, and there's a shark swimming next to the vehicle as if the shark had, you know, escaped the ocean and is now swimming down the interstate. And so this was revealed to be a hoax that was digitally altered several years ago. It's shared and disseminated during Hurricane Harvey, and it's debunked because it's not true. And then no more than a week or two later during Irma, it is recirculated and being retweeted again as if it is fact, even though we debunked it. It's sort of a less serious example, but I think it really speaks to where we're at in terms of if this looks like good content, if this is something that, especially if this is something that reinforces your beliefs, something that you already hold to be true, or something that is funny or makes good content, then it doesn't matter a lot of times whether you can verify its accuracy. You're clicking retweet, you're clicking share, and that's how those things become viral and how they spread.
So why does fake news get shared so wildly? She provides her thoughts.
Part of that is because of simply the way it looks. It's constructed to look like, be formatted like, to read in tone like real news. And so rather than doing the extra work of figuring out whether this publication is actually legitimate or this author actually has the credentials to be saying what they're saying, because it looks like, because it reads like visually and tonally real news, real mainstream legacy media, we're inclined to believe that this is true and this is something that we should share, that we should make people aware of.
Holliday also fears that satire is beginning to be lumped in with fake news, though the intention is quite different. While fake news originated to help the bottom line, satire exists to question dominant ideas. She elaborates.
A lot of late night talk shows, John Oliver, Samantha Bee, are great examples of satire that do satire really, really well and make jokes and call into question some of the things going on in our culture. But that's not the same thing as many of the fake news sites that you see people sharing things from on Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that.
Instead of being one hard and fast definition, perhaps, she says, that fake news is a spectrum.
I would be far more inclined to call the sponsored content that you see on social media in particular advertising. I think that these things are very closely related because the purpose of fake news is to generate clicks, which generates ad revenue. The same thing happens with sponsored content. It works the same way. I think they're distinct, but I do think that they're closely related because, like I said earlier, the purpose of all of this is to generate clicks, generate ad revenue, and generate money. And so any way that we can entice people to do that, they're not mutually exclusive, but there are sort of different categories that these things fit into. And so in terms of sponsored content, the important thing to look at there is the sponsored part, the sponsored label, because that indicates to you that someone is paying to have this content distributed.
That was Dr. Holly Holliday. She is an assistant professor of media, journalism, and film at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.